This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Harley.
Good morning, Doug.
Or good evening, or whatever it is for you over there.
It's been a very long day, but certainly a worthwhile one.
Yes. Now, news came through about 8 o'clock our time this morning that Proposition 8 had been overturned by a federal judge. So give us the background on this. What, for those who don't know, those who have been living under a rock over here, what is Proposition 8?
Proposition 8 was a citizen ballot initiated back in 2008. This was the same, same election that that brought Obama to power. It was a ballot to overturn same-sex marriage in California, which was legal at the time. The state Supreme Court had decided that civil unions, registered partnerships, wasn't enough; that only full equality was permissible under the equal protection laws in that state. As you would imagine, there was some opposition to it from conservative groups, from religious groups,
right.
And they banded together and they put the issue on the ballot paper, and it won by a very slim margin of less than 2%, millions of dollars were spent on it, and today that was finally overturned.
So what's happened now? I mean, it's been through a court case, it's been overturned by a judge who says it's not constitutional, is that right?
It is. It's not constitutional under federal law. So we've moved away from the state law, which initially said that same-sex couples must be treated equally, until this amendment went to amend the Constitution to say, except for gay couples in this instance.
Right.
The federal Constitution doesn't have that ban in it, doesn't have that specific anti-gay clause. So the federal, there's a particular amendment, it's called Amendment 14, which includes due process and equal protection.
Right.
That that law basically says that you can't treat one group of people differently just because they're a minority. There has to be some rational basis for doing so.
Right.
And so this court case came down to the decision of, is there a rational basis for it, for allowing gay discrimination, or is it more a case of this is a complex issue that requires strict scrutiny, and this class of people needs to be extra protected more so than other minorities because they're vulnerable to that kind of discrimination.
Right. So the judge has now struck down Proposition 8, which means that the ban on gay marriage in California has been struck down as well. So people can get married again in California.
From today. It's an immediate ruling. There has been an appeal filed, but so far no judge has specifically ordered that this ruling be held. Right. From the moment that those papers hit the bench just a couple of hours ago, gay marriages in California should be proceeding, or licenses should be continuing to be issued. And if you remember, 16,000 licenses were issued in the short year that it was legal back in 2008.
So there's going to be a mad rush to the registry offices, the town halls, and so on.
I think there may be again this time, because like last time, we kind of understood that that it could get challenged, it could get overturned.
Yep. How long is it going to take before it either gets stayed or overturned? I mean, that's the question, isn't it?
I'd bet money on about a week, to be honest. And then it will go to the Circuit Court, which covers most of the western part of the United States, and that will undoubtedly also get appealed to the Supreme Court. So along the way, it's going to be on and off whether or not you can or can't get married in California. But I think Californians are kind of used to that by now, and they know that if they get married, chances are their marriage will stay legal after new licenses are stopped. So this is a battleground, And by no means are gay couples happy about that. There have been sort of protest celebration parties around the country, more than 50 I saw today. There's one in DC where I am, where people have been gathering in the street to welcome this this ruling come down so that once again they can be considered equal. Because it's not just about California. This will, the arguments that Justice Walker has put forward say that there is no rational basis for discriminating against gay people. Mm. That means he dismisses the argument that gay people are less worthy parents. He dismisses the argument that it in any way affects heterosexual marriage. He dismisses the argument that the civil unions and registered partnerships are in any way equal to marriage. He reinforced the previous Supreme Court's ruling that marriage is a fundamental right, and most importantly, he said that gay and lesbian people are vulnerable to discrimination at the ballot and therefore deserve the full protection of the federal government. Courts should be standing up and applying strict scrutiny to making sure that same-sex couples are given, and gay and lesbian people as a whole, are given the same rights. So this is something that, if that interpretation of law is upheld higher up, this will apply not just to California, it will apply across the entire country. And frankly, that just adds one more country that that Australia can be compared to say, well, okay, if they see no rational basis, why not Australia?
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there, Harley, because we've got a very tight show today. But thanks you very much for bringing that news. And
it's a pleasure, Doug.
Enjoy some of the celebrations.
Will do.
Okay. I was Harley Dennett there, our former writer for the Sydney Star Observer, now our Washington correspondent, among many other things, bringing us the news that gay marriage is, for the time being, legal in California once more.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.